With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. KMAT has begun its NAIC qualified jurisdiction application for reinsurance business. The government submitted the application following the National Association of Insurance Commissioners summer meeting in Columbus, Ohio. Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, says KMAT will start with property and casualty reinsurance.
Initially, we're starting the first phase of the application for property and casualty. The regulatory framework from a Cayman Islands perspective and NAIC perspective seems relatively settled, but then allows us to deploy resources to an area that does not require as many policy or legislative changes and speed to market.
He says the application is intended to demonstrate trust in Cayman's regulatory framework.
The bottom line is establishing trust. As the standard is going to be mirrored to the way that commissioners, should something go wrong, can pick up the phone and trust that the Cayman Islands or any other jurisdiction would react the way they would do if something were to happen.
The premier says the assessment is expected to take 16 to 18 months. In other news, West Bay Clinic could be getting an upgrade as demand for pharmacy services spike in the district. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
The authority has posted a request for proposals on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website for material and labor quotes to complete the project, as the clinic has, quote, experienced a steady and notable increase in demand for its services in recent years. The West Bay Pharmacy on Reverend Blackman Road says in response, more medicine must be stored for immediate availability, and more pharmacists should be assigned to the clinic to provide shorter wait times for patients. Due to current space constraints, the addition of pharmacists to this location is, quote, not possible. As a result, the existing pharmacy space has become, quote, increasingly strained, leading to prolonged patient waiting times, crowded waiting areas, and the formation of lengthy queues during peak operating hours. The HSA says these challenges have not only impacted patient satisfaction and comfort, but also placed additional pressure on pharmacy staff, potentially affecting overall efficiency, workflow, and service delivery. Recognizing the, quote, urgency of this issue, the HSA is looking to expand and upgrade the West Bay Pharmacy. I'm Carsley Fuller.
The deadline to apply is September 11th. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.